أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 60 of Surah Tawbah. The first part of the ayah we discussed was that of sadaqat in the meaning of zakat. And zakat will be given only to the fuqara. Fuqara, those people who have absolutely nothing. Wal masakin, miskin is that person that has something, but it is not to the value of the nisab. Wal-amilina alayha, in an Islamic country, when the authorities appoint somebody to collect the zakat, then the salary of that person will come out from the zakat in itself, and that is confined and restricted to an Islamic hukumat. Wal-mu'allafati qulubuhum, mu'allafati qulub, to reconcile the hearts of people. Like we discussed, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give zakat to those who just came into the fold of Islam. Continuing from there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. Before we go into الرِّقَاب, one or two very important aspects with regards to when we give out our zakat. When we giving out zakat, all the fuqaha have agreed that you have to make, the Arabic term is tamlik. The person or the persons whom we are giving the zakat to, we have to make that person the owner, and that person has to come within the confines of these people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about. So hence, we cannot give zakat to for the building of a masjid, or for that matter, the upkeep of a masjid, or that of a madrasa or an Islamic institution, or salaries of people that will be teaching in an Islamic institution, if they are not poor people, if they do not fall within this category. The simple reason why you cannot give to a masjid is because you have to make the poor person the owner of it, and hence it will not be able to be done. So hence, in those aspects, we cannot do that. This is very brief that we are going through. Now when we speak about wafir riqab, riqab in its original meaning means the neck of a person, raqaba, and here it refers to a slave. But not all types of slaves, but a particular kind of a slave, which the Shariat has called mukatab. Sometimes the owner says to the slave that, listen, I'll give you certain time off, you go and earn. And in a period of time, if you bring so much, then you will be freed. Now let's say, for example, there are 30 days in the month, and if he says to him that you bring 6,000 rand in that month, 200 rand a day, it's sometimes beyond a slave to bring so much. So hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it permissible then, that on behalf of such a slave, a person pays the zakat either fully or portion, and free, have that slave freed. And in this way, we find that the Shariat had always created a situation where slavery will be abolished and slavery will be abandoned. The next is Allah Ta'ala says, wal gharimin. Now there is something very striking with regards to this ayat. When Allah Ta'ala spoke about the fuqara and the masakin, Allah said zakat is for them. Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara. The word lam has been used. But here, wafir riqabi, Allah Ta'ala used the word fi, in. Zakat should be used in the person who is a slave. Save him from the slavery. Save him from being a captive. Another kind type of captivity is a person who is gharimin. Gharim refers to a person who is in debt. The person in the normal course of his necessities, and this is the important aspect that most of the fuqaha have stated, that he did not get himself involved in a debt with something haram, like for example, Allah forbid, the person was gambling and all of that. In the normal course of life, the person goes through difficulties, the income sometimes is lesser than the expenditure is not out of the way, it is not extravagant, and the person comes into trouble like we've seen in our situations in COVID, etc. Now to help that person come out of it, because that is a form of slavery. He is now in a state of financial slavery, so to help that person. So hence we find the change of the words that Allah Ta'ala uses, that a person who is miskin, he has zero. A person who is a gharim, a person who is owing, obviously, when we speak about the owing of a person also, so we take an example, he may be owning 5,000 rand that he has as his capital for his business, but he is owing 10,000 rand, so he goes into minus and he becomes a greater candidate to receive zakat because of his difficulty and his problem. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that person who is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now most of the classical commentators from Sahaba, the Tabi'in, they've given two examples. One example of fi sabilillah is a mujahid, a person that is going out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And according to most of the commentators, once again, this person that is going out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also a miskeen. In other words, he does not have the money to go out, or if he has, he does not have sufficient. So he requires ammunition, he requires weaponry, etc. So for him to be equipped, then we can give that person zakat, but provided he is a person who is miskeen. Now when he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously there is something that he is going to do for the deen of Allah. Otherwise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have not brought this category here, because obviously that person falls in the miskeen. Some fuqaha have stated a person is going for hajj, he has funds but not sufficient, so he is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will also fall in the category of fi sabilillah. So then zakat can be used to pay for that person because he is not by the means. And then we find the more contemporary ulama have also then categorized a person as fi sabilillah that goes out to study the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or a poor person that is teaching the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is not taking a salary, he does not have the means, then pay, because for that there is benefit to the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wabani sabil, Ibn al-Sabil actually refers to a wayfarer, a traveler, a person that is traveling. Now this will be more in the context of the old days, that a person's gone out in the, whether he's in the path of Allah, whether he's in business, whatever his travel may have been, and now he has absolutely no means to return home. Why we speak about the days yesteryear is because today we have access to our funds anywhere in the world. In those days, a person could have been wealthy at home. He could have even had the nisab, but he is in another country, he is in a strange land, and he does not have access to what he has at home. So for that moment, temporarily, the person becomes a recipient of zakat. That much needs to be given to him so that the person may return home. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, فَرِيضَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ, this is fixed, apportioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like we began the discussion yesterday, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has not left this to any Nabi to decide, any non-Nabi to decide. This is the decision of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You and I cannot remove from here, you and I cannot include anyone else, but these are the recipients, and hence we should remember that the person has to be a Muslim, he has to be in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we give them their zakat, and give them our zakat. Wallahu alimun hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, Allah ta'ala is all knowing, Allah ta'ala is all wise. Allah in His wisdom has given people their sustenance in different quantities. Some Allah has made such that they can afford to give zakat and it becomes compulsory upon them. Others Allah ta'ala had created such that they will take the zakat of others, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the balance in this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.